Nations. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. 6 German dances by Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio. Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. Good morning. It's our second hour of classical music together. I hope you're all doing really well. I am Destiny. Got some light rain, and I'm still hearing some rumbles of thunder out there this morning. Our high, if we're lucky, will be 50. Tomorrow, much nicer. Much nicer, just kidding. Not much nicer music. I love Mozart. Other nice music. Since I opened with German dances, I thought, well, I'm sure people want to hear Hungarian dances too. Those are super famous. So I've got some of those this hour. However, next, I teased, if life's got you tied up in knots, get untied. Well, Purcell wrote The Gordian Knot Untied, and you know the Gordian Knot has become a metaphor for, oh, really complex problems and trying to solve them. This is actually likely based on Alexander the Great with some legends attached to it. But let's listen to the music right now. I've got the Aradia Baroque Ensemble with Kevin Mallon conducting. Purcell's Gordian Knot Untied on KPR. Hopefully, if you were tied up in knots, you are all untied now by listening to Purcell's Gordian Knot Untied here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny. Hope you're doing well out there. More dances ahead, Hungarian, and some good music from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com. All right, up next, before Hungarian Dance Number 9, we're going to listen to 3 Hungarian sketches by Miklos Rocha. And he actually wrote this before moving to Hollywood. It was when he lived in Europe. And it's a set of 3 orchestra pieces that reflect his, I would say, very nostalgic connection to native Hungary. So it's very nice and folksy, and I think you'll like it. It is right now on KPR. Miklos Rocha's 3 Hungarian sketches here on KPR, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. That was fun. And you know that after Hungarian sketches might come a Brahms Hungarian dance, indeed. Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com. Brahms, I've got a Hungarian dance for you right now on KPR. This is number 9. It's Némi Jervi conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy. Brahms Hungarian Dance Number 9 here on KPR, Némi Jervi and the London Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. So glad you've been here with me this morning. Next hour, silver and gold and spinning wheels. Another fun hour of music ahead, so don't go anywhere. Big shout out. Great accomplishment. 54 years being married. That's incredible. Support for KPR comes from Don and Edie Sneathen of Topeka, Kansas. Like I said, on their 54th wedding anniversary. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary, Edie and Don, from everyone here at KPR. And thank you for your generous support. That must mean that you've also shared 54 birthdays together as well. That's fantastic. Well, How about the weather forecast? It's really gloomy out, but I think it's supposed to get nicer. Tomorrow, supposedly, is going to be in the upper 50s. That sounds good to me. Tomorrow night, low in the lower 40s. Friday, partly sunny, high in the lower 60s. Even better. Oh, high in the mid 70s, another place says. Oh boy. I would go for that. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the cold weather. The spring fake out has been nice, but it's been teasing us. It's just not fair. So I look forward to warmer days ahead. Hey, here's a spring dance. I love sneaking that in for better weather ahead.
The Royal.
That is some jam and music here on Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered can be heard starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. This is KPR, NPR News up next.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Members of the International Energy Agency
than traditional Medicare. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation. Providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Yes, you are listening to a classical music station. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I, every once in a while, like to make sure you're still out there listening. Hi there, that was the Kronos Quartet playing the famous Miser Lou Twist. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me. I did ask you if life had you all tied up in knots last hour. Well, hopefully you're untwisted now. Ha ha ha. That joke fell pretty flat, but some of you appreciated it, I'm sure. I've got an hour of gold and silver for you, and also something very heroic. Up next, Dvorak's Golden Spinning Wheel. This is a lovely listen. There's quite the story that goes along with it, but I don't really have the time to tell you all about it, even though I'd like to. So if you're listening and not driving, you can do a little Google search on Dvorak's Golden Spinning Wheel, and you'll find out all about it. I've got Naima Yerby conducting the Scottish National Orchestra. It is right now on KPR. Dvorak's Golden Spinning Wheel here on Kansas Public Radio. Naima Yerby with the Scottish National Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is in with cheerful music this afternoon to brighten up your day. It's kind of gloomy outside. He's got Copeland's Music from Our Town and a Boccherini Guitar Quintet, a Cheerful Piano Concerto. That's 12 to 3 with Jeff Watson on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time, Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Ooh, and a big shout-out again. Support for KPR comes from Don and Edie Sneathan of Topeka, Kansas, on your 54th wedding anniversary. Holy moly, that's amazing. Happy anniversary, Edie and Don, from everyone here at KPR. And thanks for your generous support. I love that. How about some gold and silver to celebrate your 54th wedding anniversary, Edie and Don? Well, I have some from Franz Lehár. Right now on Kansas Public Radio, it's Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Enjoy. Gold and Silver, here on KPR by Franz Lehár, Eric Kunzel, and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Fun music indeed. You know, gold and silver made me think of Hi-Ho Silverado. Silver, get it? Because of course it did. So I'm going to end this hour on a fun note. I opened on a crazy note, and we're going to end on a fun note, the Silverado Overture. But, you know, Silverado was also known as a hero to many people. Then that made me think of Chopin's Polonaise, number 6, the heroic. Yes, so many connections today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the weather. Who knows? So we're going to listen to that right now. I've got the great Jean-Yves Thibaudet performing it for us. Chopin's Polonaise, number 6, the heroic, on KPR. I love that ending. It's kind of a fake out. It makes you think it's going to keep going, but it doesn't. Here on KPR, Jean-Yves Thibaudet performing Chopin's Polonaise number 6, the heroic. Some great music indeed. We heard some music about gold and silver earlier, and I thought I would end this hour with the Silverado Overture, because why not? And it's been a while since we've heard from a wind orchestra. We've heard from some wind chamber music, but I've got the UNLV Wind Orchestra playing this for us right now, conducted by Thomas Leslie. I hope you like it. Hi-ho, Silverado on KPR. The Silverado Overture here on Kansas Public Radio, Thomas G. Leslie conducting the UNLV Wind Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I hope you had a good morning this afternoon. Jeff has got some cheerful music coming up for you in the noon hour. Copeland's Our Town, Boccherini Guitar Quintet, and a piano concerto, the second one by Shostakovich. That's from 12 to 3. With Jeff Watson. I, of course, will be back tomorrow morning. And I've got classics by request on Friday and Saturday. I've got a lot of great requests, and you can help me start planning for the next one after it, too, if you'd like. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There's a form you can fill out. You can tell me a story. I love hearing from you. And even if you don't hear your request the Friday or Saturday before you request it, that probably just means that I got a lot of requests and that I've had to schedule it for the following Friday. So, you know, just hang in there. I promise I really do try to get to all of your requests. And sometimes some of you don't actually know the names of things, and that's totally fine, because then it becomes a treasure hunt for me. And I love hearing the way you all describe music. It's a community effort. Speaking of our community, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth. Serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org. All right, it is about 39 degrees out. It was in the 40s, but for some reason it's a little colder. I thought we were going to get up into the mid-40s. We'll have to see. Tomorrow, high is upper 50s. That sounds nice, and it's going to be sunny. And then Friday, hopefully the lower 60s. That would be really nice. And then into Saturday, maybe the mid-70s. Oh, fingers crossed. That would be excellent. Like I said, I am ready for the spring weather to just stay, the warmer parts of the spring weather, that is. Why don't you stay listening to KPR?
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking, so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Do you own a business and value the programs on Kansas Public Radio? Well, your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. And you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to get smart and play Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:01. NPR News is up next, and then more music with Jeff Watson here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small business moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com. Beginning this noon hour with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and music by French composer Eric Satie. Gymnopédie No. 1, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have you along. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got some chilly winds and some cloudy skies, but also some bright and cheerful music, which should put you in a good mood. One of the quintets for guitar by Luigi Boccherini. That's going to be followed by a piano concerto, one of a very cheerful disposition by composer Dmitri Shostakovich. The second piano concerto he composed a bit later with the London Symphony. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin ready now with our next offering for you. It's music by Aaron Copland, music he wrote for the 1940 film adaptation of the play Our Town, next on Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Leonard Slatkin, and music written by Aaron Copland for the 1940 film adaptation of the Thornton Wilder play, Our Town, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're about 20 minutes into our noon hour, and still to come is the London Symphony Orchestra. They'll be along in the second half of the hour with a delightful piano concerto, the second, written by Dmitri Shostakovich. That's still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for KPR comes from Don and Edie Sneathan of Topeka, Kansas, on their 54th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Edie and Don, from everyone here at KPR, and thank you for your generous support. 80 degrees yesterday to about 39 degrees today. How lovely is that? It's supposed to warm up to about 49 degrees today here in northeast and east central Kansas. A very windy day as well, with north winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. By tonight, a little breezy, clear skies and a low of 29, and tomorrow should be sunny as well as breezy, and a temperature of about 60 expected for Thursday. We'll brighten our spirits with the help of the Artaria Quartet, guitarist Richard Savino, and music of the great 18th century Italian composer Luigi Boccherini, one of the guitar quintets for your next quintet, number 6 in G, here on KPR. The Ataria Quartet, guitarist Richard Savino, and music by Luigi Boccherini, Guitar Quintet No. 6 in G, on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 12:39, over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. There's a fun and inexpensive way to support Kansas Public Radio. Shop at the KPR online store at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. That's where you'll find a selection of water bottles, travel mugs, and a sale on reusable shopping bags. So if you're looking to do a little shopping and want to help KPR while you do it, head to our online store at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you for your support of KPR. Support for classical music also comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Git Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three. This evening, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org. We bring you next the London Symphony Orchestra and music by Dmitri Shostakovich, a piece of music from him composed in 1957, a piano concerto, one of a very cheerful disposition. As I say, he wrote this in 1957 at the time for his son Maxim Shostakovich, who premiered the piece at the Moscow Conservatory that year, Piano Concerto No. 2, here with the London Symphony and pianist Julius Jaewon Kim on KPR. Composed in 1957, Piano Concerto No. 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich, played there by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Francis, with pianist Julius Jaewon Kim, here on KPR. About 1 p.m., and stay tuned for the next hour of classical music, which will bring us music by Delius, Dachmanyi, and Sibelius, all just ahead on KPR.